howdy, how everybody. Welcome to not an episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. I wanted to jump on here for a few midweek announcements. I don't do this very often. You know that we do the main show once a week. And now, if you didn't realize it, we're doing the Starting Points minisode. I think that's what you call them, the minisodes that we drop on Sunday, where we bring you an operationally curious question. Yeah, you get the full episode here on the main podcast every Sunday, and then I publish those on video episodes over on Instagram and LinkedIn and anywhere else that you can find video stuff. You know, we shorten them down a little bit, algorithm, but you can find that full episode here. But it's neither of those. It's neither of those. Two things that I wanted to share with you that are super duper cool that's going on right about now. And the first one is Hop and Operational Learning with my amazing friend Steve Scott is happening next week. This is the final call. Like, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Like, this is it. Get your tickets or forever live with FOMO. Is FOMO something that happens? I think that only happens before the fact. I don't know. But avoid the FOMO altogether and just email Steve@hopimprovement.com. And get your seats now. I really look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be two action-packed days with plenty of opportunities to hang out and do all kinds of cool stuff. But that's it, right? It's coming up on the 8th and the 9th. We've got some seats left. And if you want your butt in one of those chairs, if you want to be a part of this truly unique opportunity to not only spend time with me or spend time with Steve, but spend time with both of us and spend time with all the amazing folks that are going to be in this session, Steve at hopimprovement.com. If you go over to the hopnerd.com/event, you can look at the agenda. You can take a look at all that kind of cool stuff. But again, 2 days, lunch, coffee, cold brew. Yeah, of course, like, you know, it's got all the basic stuff. Plus, we're going to have an absolute ton of fun. It's really the last time that I'm going to be talking about it because I've got to work on getting the truck packed up because I'm driving. I'm driving over to Vegas. I'm cruising over probably early on like Monday. And yeah, we're going to have like a ton of fun. I've got a couple meetings over in Vegas on Monday and then the classes on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then I've got to get back on Thursday because then I got other stuff happening later in the week. But it is a good opportunity if you're going to be in Vegas already to just turn that into a nice long weekend. Now, not to overpromise on anything here, but we're looking at doing some more of these in the future. And so if you're not cruising out to Vegas, and this is something that's interested you, and you're just going, like, crap, I've got something else going on. And, oh my gosh, my company won't let me go to Vegas because every time they send us to Vegas, like, one of us doesn't come back. Like, they live in Vegas and start a new life or something like that. Let me know where you want to see us do the next one. Again, no promises or anything. But I've been having some conversations with some folks about, hey, come do one of these in the Midwest. I would love to. I would love to go spend time with our Midwest peeps. I've had some conversations about do one of these in Northern California, do one of these in Southern California, do one of these in the Northeast, in the Southeast. You got to let me know, though. You know, this stuff is big and scary when you go to put on these public events. You just never know. Like, I'm pretty confident that we're going to have a nice little turnout of folks. But that's a risk that you take. So if I hear it from you and from enough of you, we'll make that happen. We're looking at doing something maybe a bit bigger, here in Phoenix in 25. Again, no promises or anything, but I need your feedback. So that's part of this, right? That maybe thing number two I wanted to ask you about is let me know your feedback. Where would you like to see these more maybe regional workshops happen? And if we did do something of some size, with maybe a pretty healthy roster of folks from our little community, would that be something that interests you? Again, no promises, but just let me know, thehopnerd@gmail.com. Now, the other thing that I want to share with you is go sign up for the mailing list. Because if you haven't signed up for the mailing list, I know a ton of you are, but if you have not signed up for the mailing list, you get 20% off the Hop Nerd Shop, an item from the Hop Nerd Shop, if you go do that. All you got to do is go to thehopnerd.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and click mailing list out of the little menu at the bottom. It just says mailing list right there on the right. Or a really easy, like handy dandy way to do this. There are several boxes throughout the website. If you just go to like resources as an example, you get one of those little like pop-up light box things that says, hey, want resources directly to your inbox? Boom, put in your email. That's it. Hit submit and you're golden. You'll get an email from me that lets you know what you can expect from joining the mailing list. And you'll get that 20% off discount code to the Hop Nerd Shop. Pretty stinking cool. The last couple things that I wanted to share with you is that we've released that expanded deluxe edition of Starting Points, a bunch more cards, like 70 plus of them in a nice little tin carrying case. They're slick. I've been carrying them around with me. It's great. They're bigger. They're tarot card sized. And we have the funky meeting starters, which I've got those out there in the world, and I'm getting a lot of cool feedback from those. They're working really, really, really well. You're loving them. And if you haven't seen them, go check them out. Just go to Starting Point Cards, startingpointcards.com, and you can get your own. And many of you saw we're working on releasing the iOS and Android app for Starting Points. It's not here yet. I've created a little bit of confusion. Again, some of this reason of wanting to hop on here. The app is not available yet. We are in like mid-deployment. I think that's a term in the tech world, I guess. As soon as it's available, I'll let you know. So that's all I've got. I just wanted to pop on here and drop a couple reminders on you here on this wonderful hump day. I hope to see you in Las Vegas. Let me know where you want to see these next events, these next public events take place, and if you'd be interested in a larger event, maybe here in the Phoenix area. And check out Starting Points, the new big deluxe tarot size cards and funky meeting starters. And watch my LinkedIn, probably in particular. That's probably the easiest way to find out. Or if you join the mailing list, you're going to know. But watch for the app to come out. Yeah, so watch for that app to come out. It is pretty slick, easy, swipe left and right, a shuffle button, a learning journal that then takes that learning and houses it for you in the app, and then you can export it. But not only does it house it, it's not just a weird journal with nothing in there. It's got your notes, but it's tied to the card that you were using. It's going to be cool. So join the mailing list and be first to know and get that 20% off over at the shop and keep an eye on my LinkedIn. You'll see when that becomes available. That's all I've got. Until next time, I'll see you in Las Vegas. I'm not going to be around for the next few days, really, until I get back from this Vegas trip. I got to get some sleep in before this happens. So I love you. Mean it. Bye, everybody. Bye.